The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it. And whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also my servant will be. The Father will honor whoever serves me. The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday, I was playing with my dog Apollo in the school field, and Father Sabio stopped by to visit with us. You may recall that he had a dog named Rinto, and he loves dogs. He casually asked me, "Do you walk a lot?" It was an odd question because he has seen how much I walk with Apollo every day. So I answered, "Oh yes, I walk 3 or 4 times daily with Apollo." Then he added, "Did you know there is an app that will pay you money for the steps that you walk every day?" Then I realized the objective of his odd question. He went on to explain as he pulled out his phone to show me, saying, "An app called Cash for Steps allows you to earn points that you redeem daily to exchange for gift cards to retailers like Amazon or to Walmart." But he also threw in a couple of caveats, adding, "You have to redeem the points every day. They expire at the end of the day. And it takes a lot of steps to earn just a few points." He held up his phone to show his modest earnings, which he had turned into Amazon gift cards. You know, it's supposed to be the pastor who teaches the associate the ways of the world, but here at Immaculate Conception, it is invariably the inverse. We find an intriguing parallel for this cash for steps in the Christian life. That is, sacrifices we make every day in loving God and our neighbor are a lot like spiritual steps. And if we are spiritually astute, we earn points for them in heaven. For example, doing the laundry, mowing the lawn, giving a donation to the poor, praying the rosary, attending daily mass, studying the Bible, enduring aches and pains with getting older, or just getting old, and so forth, are the equivalent of the walks I go on with Apollo. I can do such things while being ignorant of their spiritual value, or with a full awareness that I can sort of cash in, spiritually speaking, by doing them and offering them up to God. As St. Paul reminded the Romans, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, your spiritual worship. In other words, there's a sort of cash value in Christianity by which we do not redeem points, but rather by which Christ redeems us. Today we celebrate a supreme example of this cash value of Christianity, namely the feast of Blessed Stanley Rother. This feast is particularly meaningful for us in the Diocese of Little Rock because we are one of the 3 dioceses that form the province of Oklahoma City. The other is Tulsa. And Blessed Stanley Rother was a priest of the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City. He is literally the saint next door. Blessed Stanley Rother began to use his cash value of Christianity when he decided to become a priest. By the way, he attended Mount St. Mary's Seminary in Emmitsburg, Maryland, which is my seminary alma mater, too. So I have a double devotion to him, as a brother priest of the same province, but also a brother graduate of the Mount, as we called it. But Stanley believed he could gain more steps by working in the Archdiocesan mission in Guatemala. Even though Father Rother struggled with Latin in the seminary, we all struggle with Latin in the seminary, he mastered Spanish and even helped translate the New Testament into the native language, Xochitl, so that the people could read the sacred scriptures. Then the indigenous people could see how Father Rother lived, Romans chapter 12, verse 1. But when civil war erupted in Guatemala, Father Rother saw a golden opportunity for bonus steps in his daily walk with the Lord. Even though his bishop urged him to come home to Oklahoma City because the church was being persecuted, Father Rother decided to remain behind in Guatemala. He simply repeated the words of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. The shepherd cannot run when the sheep are in danger. On July 28th, today, 1981, three men entered Father Rother's rectory at 1 a.m. and executed him. His death shocked the Catholic world, and no one was held responsible for it. On December 1st, 2016, Pope Francis officially recognized Blessed Stanley as a martyr for the faith, and he is buried in a 2,000-seat shrine in Oklahoma City. You should visit it. Although the people of Guatemala asked that his heart be buried in Santiago Atitlan. My friends, I know it sounds odd, maybe even a little mercenary, to suggest that there is a cash value in Christianity. And I admit that such language does make our precious faith sound somewhat like a commercial enterprise. Can our faith really be compared to making a deal with Mr. Wonderful on Shark Tank? Clearly, that would demean and distort our faith. Nonetheless, Father Savio's casual conversation did make me look at my walks with Apollo in a new light. That is, there is more value there than I first realized. And there is more value in our aches and pains, our moans and groans, than we realize. And the real value of seeing our spiritual walk with the Lord in terms of cash for steps is that this is not how we redeem points, but how Christ redeems us. Praised be Jesus Christ.